And we'd like to end tonight with a warning. This is what happens when you give electronic musical instruments to a 14-year-old from Dublin with no musical background. Composition called Attack of the Headless Chickens, written as part of the Roving Toy Symphony Project. This provides kids with electronic instruments and software developed at MIT, making instant composers out of musical neophytes. John Kalish has more.
MIT professor Todd Macover says the philosophy behind his Toy Symphony Project is simple.
Music is something anybody can make. It doesn't have to be just something you listen to on a CD, and it doesn't have to be something that you only play with traditional instruments.
Macover has taken his Toy Symphony Project to several cities in Europe and the United States. When he arrives in town, he conducts workshops on composing and playing his unusual musical gadgets. The process culminates in a concert featuring local kids performing with a full orchestra. The performance includes compositions by the children. The electronic instruments the kids play are called shapers and beat bugs. Shapers are colorfully embroidered pillows about the size of a grapefruit.
They're designed so that they measure a lot of different points of squeeze. I think music's a wonderful thing to grab and hold and squeeze, and we should have more instruments like that.
And then there's the beat bug. Kids tap a rhythm on the plastic egg-shaped beat bugs, which are attached by wire to a computer. Kevin Jennings is a doctoral student who works with a Toy Symphony Project.
Kids just love these. We've worked with kids who really have very little background in music, who certainly don't play an instrument. And they start on day one, and by day five, they're just experts. They're virtuosi beat bug players.
Kids in the Toy Symphony Project use a software program called HyperScore to draw a graphic representation of a musical composition. The software allows kids to control many elements of the music. Mary Farboud, a PhD student at MIT, demonstrates the software.
I've drawn a straight line here, and what the computer does is it takes the start and end points of the stroke that you drew, and it repeats your motif for that duration. You can reshape the line or draw a new line. You can also change the tempo.
Macover says he wants to get kids excited about the potential of making music before they experience the frustration of mastering an instrument. Justin Davidson, composer and classical music critic for Newsday, says he admires what Macover is trying to do.
Manipulating the acoustic world, manipulating the stuff of music in a creative way without a lot of the technical barriers is a really valuable thing for kids to do developmentally, intellectually, creatively, psychologically, and artistically.
Kids who attend Macover's Toy Symphony workshops get to experience music in a participatory way. Last June, a Scottish boy named Gary Hughes had his 87-second work entitled My Very Happy Hyperscore performed by the BBC's Scottish Symphony Orchestra. Earlier this month, a group of kids attended a HyperScore workshop in New York. Three of their compositions will be performed tonight. 9-year-old Chiffon Devon composed a piece entitled Lightning Against Thunder.
I would say it's kind of like if you were playing on piano and you had like a very hard piece and you had to do it really fast. That's how mine is. In the middle of mine, it gets really high and then all this crazy stuff starts happening.
Thank you.
want most is for people to open their ears and to accept the fact that for music to work its full magic, you've got to go 50% of the way. You know, music comes to you, but you've got to participate and think about it and pull it apart and have it really grab you.
Composer and inventor Todd Machover. His toy symphony project will perform tonight at the World Financial Center in Manhattan. A Windows-only version of the HyperScore software can be downloaded for free from the web. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.